Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are headed to Scotland, where the government has recently decided that new houses won't just be for humans. What an intriguing little lead-in that is. I'll give you a hint. In the past on the Good News Podcast, we've talked about bee bricks, which are brick-shaped little houses that bees can use. And as you are well aware, we are big fans of bees on the Good News Podcast. In Scotland, new homes are now mandated to include swift bricks. These are going to be hollow bricks that are designed as nesting spaces for swifts, sparrows, starlings, and house martins. Sadly, these birds, in particular the swift, are on decline in the UK. According to the RSPB, the number of swifts in the UK have declined by 60 to 70%. I read a few articles about this new rule, and I gotta say, some of these bricks are pretty darn cool looking. And I'm not just saying that because I like birds, but no one's going to be losing out having these bricks in their buildings. Reading about this, I realized it's sort of a double-edged sword that our houses are getting so much more efficient and tightly put together. That means birds like swifts and sparrows are having a tougher and tougher time finding a place to make a nest. Whereas 100 years ago, there might have been a bunch of spots to find a little gap and raise some little swift chicks. I really like the idea of making houses for humans that are also hospitable to animals that we want to keep near us. It would be a real struggle for me to have some kind of, I don't know, snake brick in the side of my house, but I can definitely get on board with some beautiful buzzing bees and some singing swifts and sparrows. So if you're planning to build a house in Scotland anytime soon, be sure to tuck in a few of these swift bricks into the side of your home. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.